Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let you be. There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometimes?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? And she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the pain turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff."
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image"? That day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear in their hearts. I can hear them say,
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Sister Laura, welcome. Well, thank you for tuning in this morning. Certainly today the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. I want to ask each of us a very sincere and honest question, and that is, what would your influence be like if you were not connected with Jesus? How much power persuasion would you have over your foe or your friend or your family if you had not the relationship that you have with Jesus? How would your conduct, your disposition, your attitude reflect on your job if you had not the relationship that you have with Jesus? I guess my point is this. How far would you be along life if you had not become a Christian, a child of God, if Jesus was not mobilizing and steering your life? I think I'm speaking from the place of influence. Who would believe you? Who would support you? Who would follow your guide as your instruction? Who would want to attach themselves with you if you were not attached to Jesus? Just how much momentum, how much influence, how much strength and power have Jesus placed in your life since you've been associated with him? You know, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4, verse 12 and verse 13, perhaps one of the two most influential passages to me when it comes to influence and relationship and connectivity. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This is one of the most exclusive passages when it comes to who can be saved by whom and who does the ultimate saving. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in none other. But there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This makes it emphatically clear that when we talk about salvation, we cannot speak it separate and apart from the ultimate savior, and that is Jesus the Christ. If a person say, well, I'm saved, want to be saved, I would be saved. If they do not have Jesus as the centerpiece of this conversation, then they cannot really experience what true salvation really is. You know, it was those who didn't really appreciate, respect Jesus to the degree, but they knew that there was something very special about him. You know, when it comes to the church, it's about influence, and its influence is associated with Jesus. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, and the Bible says, and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. See, the church is a saving vehicle that the Lord placed on earth, the corridor, the vehicle to heaven. But it has to be driven by influence. And the influence of the church is because of its relationship with Jesus Christ at his head. It says, and finding favor or influence or impressing the people, the Lord was able to add to the church daily those who are being saved. See, the saved are those who are in the church, and those who are in the church are the influencers or those who are impressing those on the outside, and they're able to impress those on the outside because of their relationship with Jesus. And that goes right back to Jesus bringing people to the saving place, the centerpiece of salvation, the body, which is the church, and we are part of it. But it goes a little deeper than that. Let's go back to chapter 4, the book of Acts, verse 13. See, there were those who were Christ's disciples. They were out preaching and teaching Jesus Christ, and people were dropping their life and following these men. But these men weren't men who was a great renown, great reputation. didn't have PhDs, master's degrees, and bachelor's degrees, and especially in theology and religion. They were merely fishermen. They were vagabonds. They were part of the lowest class of the lowest class of people during that time. But there was something about them that those on the outside took notice of, and because they had influence. They were very impressive men, but they hadn't gone to any of the rabbinical, theological schools of that day, but yet they was conversating with men who had gone to rabbinical schools of that day, and it's like a club. You would know who went to Princeton. You would know who was from Harvard. You would know who was from Columbia because of the signature or their move or their vocabulary or their wardrobe. You would not mistake them as being someone who they were not. And so the onlookers or the opposition said, we know that these men are ignorant and unlearned men, but by what they are saying, what they are doing, by their influence, by their demeanor, these men have been with Jesus. You see, that's the key. I earlier mentioned that. How much impact, influence would you have on your family, your foe, or your friends if you did not have Jesus as a part of your life, as a centerpiece of your life? What kind of influence, motivation, impression would you make on people around you, on your job, wherever you may be, if you did not have the relationship you have with Jesus? And so even in verse 13, it says, we know they are not men who of renown, reputation. They hadn't gone to school like we've gone to school, but we know one thing, they've been with Jesus. They've been impacted, they have been influenced, impressed with Jesus, and this is why they're able to conversate, dialogue with us on a level that is unbelievable, because they've been with Jesus. And I want us to leave us, I want to leave us with this word today. Will people say, can they say, are they saying, I realize that this young man, this young lady, is not one of us. They don't live the same zip code. They don't drive the same kind of cars. They don't work the same place. They don't dress like us. But one thing I can say, they have been with Jesus. And that's what really matters. You know, the Bible says that we are the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill. Can our congregation say that they are a city that influences their community? They are the light on the hill that cannot be hid. Can we as individuals be said? Can it be said about us as individuals? Yes, Ben is a light that sits on a hill, cannot be hid. He's radiant. His life shows that he has been with Jesus. That is our aim and our words of encouragement today. Will it be said? Is it being said? Can it be said that this young lady, this young man, this old lady, they are not like us. They're not where we're from. But what I've noticed about them since I've known them, that they've been with Jesus. May God bless us and keep us, encourage us today. It's just our word of gratitude. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless us, may keep us. We come praying for those who are challenged by their walk, who are challenged by the adversary, who are challenged by challenging health, who are challenged by financial difficulties. But yet, at the end of the day, when the sun settles down, you know that you are still walking with the Lord. And Lord, we pray that you give us the strength to keep on keeping on in spite of our circumstances, because we are trying our best to walk with you. Please be with us. Continue to bless families out there during these challenging moments. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.